The autumn months of 1989 saw the apparent collapse of communism in Eastern Europe, followed by growing instability in the Soviet Union itself. In 1991, the communist regime in Moscow declared itself dead. To Americans, the Cold War finally seemed to be over, with the disappearance of the Soviet military threat, as well as the end of Soviet-sponsored revolution and terrorism. The world could now settle in for a new era of peace. But that hope was shattered on February 26, 1993, when a massive explosion ripped through the basement parking garage of New York City's World Trade Center. Days after the blast, which killed 5 people and wounded 1,000 others, authorities found and arrested Mohammed Salameh, the man who had rented the truck containing the deadly bombs. Further clues led authorities to a second suspect in New Jersey, Nidal Ayad. 8 more arrests unveiled a horrifying plan to bomb a series of prominent New York targets, including the FBI headquarters, the United Nations building, and 2 crowded commuter tunnels, as well as to assassinate several prominent political leaders and carry out kidnappings. The intended carnage can only be imagined. The expanding investigation began uncovering an international conspiracy behind the arrested men. Within weeks of the original bombing, the list of suspects had grown to include a member of Fatah, the main group of the Palestine Liberation Organization, or PLO. Egyptian intelligence reported that the plot had been funded by the German branch of the Muslim Brotherhood, a shadowy organization believed to be behind insurrectionary violence in the Middle East. According to the same sources, agents of the Iraqi and Iranian governments helped coordinate the planned bombings. The trail soon led to Sheikh Omar Abdul Rahman, the head of a New Jersey mosque and an outspoken supporter of violent revolution. Several of the arrested terrorists had discussed their plans at Sheikh Rahman's mosque, and Rahman himself had received money from the government of Iran. He and his followers were linked to the 1981 assassination of Egyptian President Anwar Sadat and to the 1991 assassination of Rabbi Meir Kahane. Some 15 men were arrested in America for their roles in the New York bombing plot, the largest single terrorist attack in United States history. This was certainly no random act of mindless violence. One conspirator, arrested by the Egyptian government, confessed that the World Trade Center was targeted to influence U.S. policy toward the Middle East. Specifically, the foreign organizations and governments behind the attack had all for years been waging war against the nation of Israel, a U.S. ally. Common belief today holds that the PLO and other terrorist groups targeting Israel are fighting for a Palestinian cause, motivated by some combination of Arab nationalism and Islamic religious fundamentalism, with Arab-Jewish historical tensions as the underlying cause. But the truth is virtually the opposite. Regardless of their official propaganda, these terrorist groups are driven by an ideology of international Marxism-Leninism, using a carefully designed strategy to achieve geopolitical ends. Even now, they receive their support not from Palestinian people or from sympathetic Arabs, but from the United Nations and the Soviet bloc. And most importantly, they are extremely vulnerable to destruction by the United States, which could easily cut off their badly needed financial support. The only obstacle to our victory over the terrorists is our failure to understand who really controls and supports them. During the next hour, this recorded presentation will tell the full story behind the growing war against Israel and the United States. Side A will uncover the forces behind a new wave of global terrorism. Side B will expose how those forces are now preparing to destroy Israel and what we can do about it. The evidence comes from a variety of books, articles, and news stories that are available in public libraries but largely ignored by the politically biased national-level news media. The terrorists can be stopped before it is too late, but only if we understand the purpose behind their global war. If we, the American people, do not wake up soon to the shocking reality, we ourselves will become a Beirut of terrorist chaos, for we are the next target. This program is a special project of Inside Story Communications. Copyright 1994 by Inside Story Communications, all rights reserved. Narrator is Brian J. Ellison.